If landlords use artificial intelligence to help set rents, is it illegal price fixing? That is the allegation the Justice Department in 8 states made today against a Texas company called RealPage that makes a pricing software for landlords. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is here to tell us more about it. Hey there.
Hi.
So we've done a lot of reporting. Everybody knows that rents have spiked. There are all these reasons behind that. What exactly does this lawsuit say?
Well, this first is the latest in a string of lawsuits over this AI software. And it might sound complicated, but Attorney General Merrick Garland says the argument here is clear-cut. It is based on bedrock antitrust law passed more than a century ago.
When the Sherman Act was passed, an anti-competitive scheme might have looked like robber barons shaking hands at a secret meeting. Today, it looks like landlords using mathematical algorithms to align their rents.
Now, the DOJ says the landlords who use this company's algorithm share really sensitive and private information, things like what their current rents are, their vacancy rates, when leases are coming up. And then on a daily basis, the software calculates everyone's data together and suggests what rent they should charge. RealPage has boasted this lets landlords, quote, outperform the market. The Justice Department calls that collusion to set inflated rent prices.
Inflated rent prices, to state the obvious, renters paying more money. But here's what I'm trying to get my head around. If this software is just offering a suggestion, it's not actually setting the rents, what's wrong with that?
Well, the DOJ and others allege that RealPage has a real monopoly here. It's got about 80% of market share of this kind of software. And they say the company makes it really hard not to use its recommendations. Derek Dunn is a tenant's rights lawyer with the National Housing Law Project. He says the program encourages landlords to automatically accept suggested rents.
And if a property manager doesn't want to accept the recommendation, they have to put in an explanation, and then RealPage transmits that to like the, you know, person's regional manager or something, so they have to explain themselves.
Obviously, that's a hassle they may want to avoid. In the complaint, Dunn also sees a kind of peer pressure that built up among landlords. RealPage facilitated this, he says, through things like webinars where landlords could chat with each other. And the company boasted that landlords working together would not have to do things like lower their prices or offer a free month's rent to compete. Or, in RealPage's words, a rising tide raises all ships.
Has RealPage commented specifically on this lawsuit?
They did not respond to a request for comment. In the past, though, they have denied that their pricing software is anti-competitive. They've said it lowers rents when demand goes down, and it can help keep vacancy rates low. I'd also note that there is a somewhat related lawsuit over this kind of pricing software. Hotels in Las Vegas have been accused of sharing information on a different platform and using it to artificially inflate room rents. In May, a judge threw out that case, saying the plaintiffs had not shown hotels made any agreement with each other to fix prices.
Jennifer, in the minute or so we have left, a record number of people in the U.S. are struggling to pay their rent. What could this mean for them?
You know, honestly, it is impossible to say right now. Here's what we do know. In some markets, among them the Washington, D.C. area, housing experts say half or more of landlords use RealPage's pricing software. There's a slew of other lawsuits like this that will need to play out. Beyond that, there's legislation in Congress to limit this kind of algorithmic pricing. But if any of this is successful, it will likely take years, maybe, to make a difference for any individual renter.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And NPR's Jennifer Ludden.